Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Till I get my money right.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, sponsored by Wingstop, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh,
what'd you say about me?
Such a good girl. Folks, we are back, we are back, we are back, we are back. And we, you know, in our next hour, we got to give away some more. We got actually two more.
Better be thinking of some trivia questions.
And me and Raph right now, since we've been eating, because we have just been eating. Hey, Nick, Jared, you sit with us, brother?
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm telling you, I have the lemon pepper. And these lemon pepper. Have you ever, do you guys have wing stops out there in Chicago, Indiana area?
Not that I've noticed.
Man, these jokers are off the chain, so we've just been tearing those up. But you know what, Jerry, to be proud, I do have some lettuce and celery with some what is this sauce here?
I think it's called ranch.
With some ranch. I think it's called ranch. That everyone alive has in the refrigerator. Folks, we are at the Wingstop. This is the Captain Show. This is Rashawn and Raph, AD and Raph, filling in for Sean for the Captain Show. Here at the Wingstop on 50th and O, folks, if you've not tried, they have a location here. Again, we're giving away three more cards, actually two more cards. And also, if you're in Grand Island, there that location is open up as well. A number of flavors, lemon pepper, original hot, Cajun, spicy Korean, Louisiana rub, mild, garlic, parmesan, Hawaiian. And for a limited time only, they have hot honey rub, hot lemon, Bayou barbecue, and lemon garlic. You know, JT, we were talking about the help that you received in those 2 years, you know, from LeBlanc, from Dennis LeBlanc, and from Keith Zimmer, your teachers. Tell me on those days when you were down, and that you talked about, you know, your grandmother said, your parents said, we got two years to do this thing, and let's just see what happens. You know, God keeps opening up doors. Let's keep walking through them and see what happens. When you finally got the okay, you became eligible to start playing again. What was that feeling like, man?
Oh, just to get back on, you know, just to get back in the mix was just, you know, everything after that was gravy, you know, and you know, to get to actually, you know, to be invited to be a part of it, and, you know, just all the opportunity that, you know, and then to build and be a part of that culture and start just learning. I was a sponge, an absolute sponge.
Would you say, JT, that because you were 2 years away from it, and because you had to look from the outside looking in, and because some of the guys were ahead of you, obviously everybody pushed, you know, busted their tail, but do you think that gave you extra incentive to go really, I mean, just go buck wild and just dog out when you got the opportunity? Do you think that added some incentive for you because you knew what it was like not to have it?
Every day. Every day. Every day. Whether it's in camp, whether it was in, you know, mid-season, whether, you know, whenever that opportunity was, you know, and you know, because that's what I was reflecting back on, you know, that it's real lonely sitting outside the stadium, you know, real lonely. So, you know, those definitely were times that helped motivate, push, and drive me.
So you're back. You get back. You're back out on the field, and who is like that one player? probably Nebraska player, like maybe an offensive tackle, offensive guard, as the person that kind of gave you the introduction to like Nebraska football. This is kind of the way we do this.
And ironically, I'm going to actually see him tomorrow at Coach McDonald's. I'm heading over to, because Coach doesn't live too far from me now, and he's got some visitors tomorrow. But Zach Wieger was the one that gave me that intro.
Oh, wow.
So Zach and I went against each other for years, which really helped me, you know, and just like when I got to the pros and I went against Willie Rofe every day for 4 years, helped me become a better player. Zach Wieger at Nebraska did that same thing.
Wow.
Who was the toughest player in college that you went up against other than Zach? Was there an opposing player that gave you fits or anybody that challenged you there?
You know, there was lots of great players, but I can specifically remember a couple. And, you know, back in school, Jonathan Ogden, when we played UCLA that year, you know, was an animal. That's one that when you mention, you know, kind of like in the pros, somebody says that the first Eric Williams from the Cowboys is one of the first ones that pops into mind. Mm-hmm. You know, just, you know, there's players and then there's guys that are that other level of players.
Jared, you mentioned some names. Jonathan Ogden.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I haven't heard that name in a long time. And that dude was just a freak. You know, Big Rolf was a freak. How big was Rolf, man?
Oh, Willie was 340, 350. But he had, I used to give him a hard time all the time, he had his little skinny legs. All up the body. He looked like, I used to give him a hard time all the time. But I would push Will, and he was such an animal. He would run with the D line. He wouldn't run with the offensive lineman because he was athletic. So I would give him a hard time. So he would run in the off season with us and had no problems. No problems at that big being able to move.
And this guy was 6'6", 340, 6'7"?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And just an absolute animal. Like, watch out at, you know, when you're sitting around him at training table, you know, you miss a finger type of animal. I mean, he just was, what a great dude. Great, great dude. And it was awesome because I played with Will for 4 years in New Orleans. We went our separate ways for a couple of years. And then, you know, when I finished up in Kansas City, he was there. And it was fun to reconnect with them. And just a really, really good guy.
Jared, you think about the structure and the foundation that was established, first of all, at home. You got great parents, great extended family. Obviously, you had some people around you at the high school level that believed in you. And obviously at the collegiate level. Tell me the impact that Coach McBride had on you, continued to have on you. And part two of that, as well as Coach Osborne. You know, what was the impact they had on you? Last Wednesday, I had a chance to take my son to see Coach Osborne. And we were, you know, he did a picture for him, and so we brought up to him, coach signed it, etc. Yeah, man, it's crazy cool, man. And me and my son were talking after we left him, and he was asking me, just, you know, I was telling him just the impact that Coach Osborne had on me. I said, besides my father, Coach Osborne, one of the most influential men in my life. What was the impact that Coach McBride and Coach Osborne had on you in the development for you to become not only just a football player, but the man that your father that you are today?
Yep, absolutely, and that's what they were just as concerned with, is helping make us into good young men, as they were winning and you know players, but you know especially with Coach you know Coach Osborne, you know, with all his knowledge and everything that he was, you know, getting across to us, and they're both talking about two different spectrums, and I think that's exactly what I needed, you know, at that time. you know, you've got the very stoic, you know, Coach Osborne, mm-hmm. you know, that just gives you, you know, the encouragement, you know, the knowledge and how to, you know, just every day, you know, come across and be. And then you have a motivator like Coach McBride, who, if that man believes in you, will bleed for you and what he does. And you know, so the motivation of Coach McBride and Coach Samuel, you know, for me, I was really super lucky in that I had all three, you know, with Tony Samuel being another big, giant part of that. And even, you know, Coach Sam, you know, he was another one who taught me always stay cool. Whatever the situation is, stay cool. You know, stay calm, stay cool. You'll work through it better, you know, and do it again type thing. And so there was no other time in my life, you know, in the pros or anything else that I found three coaches like those three that were that influential and that good. They're just those three, the molds were broken on those three men there. So
absolutely. You know, you took away, I mean, you actually answered the next question regarding Coach Samuel, because that's what I was going to ask about him being your position coach. We had Coach Samuel on the show for about 2 months ago, give or take.
Yep.
And Coach Samuel was in Lincoln, and he gave me a call, and we met down at Capital Cigar and connected down there. And I hadn't seen Coach Samuel, JT, since 96 when he left. That was the last. Now, we kept in touch, you know, just via, you know, social media,
sure.
a text message here and there when I was, you know, kind of going through my cancer battle. But he always kept in touch. But I hadn't literally seen him since 96. And JT, he looked the same.
He and Coach Brown.
You know, Coach Brown.
In town and talk, you know, Coach Brown. I'm like, man, what in the world? And, you know, 20 years looks like 2 weeks. I don't even understand.
No. Yeah. Hey, Coach Brown looked like he's getting bigger, like weight, like muscle-wise. I'm like, man, what are y'all doing, man? You know how Coach Brown talks, well, AD, I just kind of stay healthy and lifting the weight room.
Yeah.
Tell me about the impact. I know we got to come to a break here for him. We're not going to keep you too much longer. I tell you what, we're going to do a break. JT, can we stay with us for another segment?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. Folks, you're here with AD and Raf filling in for Rashawn Jackson. The Captain Show will be right back with former Nebraska All-American Jared Tomich.